This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Haley May. Two units from Fort Carson Army Base in Colorado Springs have deployed to the U.S. southern border. About 150 soldiers will help with border monitoring and with building physical barriers. Some 1,500 U.S. troops are going to the border under newly issued presidential executive orders. In the meantime, the U.S. Northern Command has confirmed it is preparing to set up a base for a large-scale immigration enforcement operation in Aurora this week. CPR's Allison Sherry has more.
A spokeswoman says that Buckley Space Force Base is prepared to be used as a temporary immigration detention center to hold and process people picked up by an immigration enforcement action expected to take place later this week in Aurora. This isn't a big surprise, given President Trump's promises that he was going to prioritize deportations and call the work, quote, Operation Aurora. Colorado bans local law enforcement and other state employees from participating in immigration enforcement. City officials say they haven't done any work to advance any deportation operation. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
We'll be following this developing story with reports that detentions in Aurora could start tomorrow morning. A murder trial begins today in Jefferson County. Jeremy Smith is accused of shooting Adam Fresquez at a Tesla charging station in 2023. Smith is claiming self-defense. The victim's mother sees it differently. Lena Fresquez Mendez says Smith made a choice.
His choice was to mace Adam, shoot him twice in the back, and drive away. You don't leave somebody laying there on the ground, dying, or not knowing what you did, and drive away like he was nothing.
That trial is expected to last through next week. This is CPR News in KRCC.